Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Guest this morning, we have the one and only Noah McBurney.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, of course, of course. How are you on this blessed morning?
Oh, great. Dunedin is surprising me every day with this hot weather.
So
It's great.
Are you a fan of the warmth?
I am.
A creature, a lizard, a reptile?
No, you know what? I think the main reason I actually came down to Dunedin was because of the cold weather, so that I could, you know, wear some layers.
Oh, true. Yeah. I love layering up.
Me too, yeah.
Yeah, layering up is great.
You see, up in the winterless north, it's just, that's such a struggle to do.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, rocking around in bare feet and shorts and a singlet. You
know, all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, in the winter. It's chronic.
Yeah.
You are on the new TV show Choir Games, which is produced or made, I don't know, by Sky New Zealand.
No, it's produced by Specific Films.
Oh, thank you for correcting me.
Sorry, no, that's right. And another TV show, or like a TV place in Canada.
It
is supported by Sky,
right,
and New Zealand On Air.
Yeah, because it was on Sky's YouTube channel. I think that's what the trailer was.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And it's airing on Sky Open and Neon.
Do you have Sky growing up?
Pardon?
Do you have Sky growing up?
No, Freeview.
Oh, Freeview's great. I love Freeview. Sky was pretty
solid. But there were better programs, you know, back when I was a kid compared to now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, SpongeBob was great.
Yeah.
Adventure Time.
Yeah, that was
regular
good
show.
Yeah, what else? I actually can't remember, but I knew they were good.
Yeah. Really solid. Nowadays it's just all like CocoMelon AI-generated nonsense.
Yeah. Well, they don't even watch TV, right? It's just on the iPad or something.
Yeah, although I will say Bluey is a very cute show.
I rate
Bluey.
I can agree with you on that.
Bluey's awesome.
Yep.
Anyway, you're kind of been renowned for being a bit of a chicken owner.
You've got
30 chickens or something?
Well, you know what? At one stage, I had over 100 chickens.
Wow.
Yeah.
What happened to all of them?
Oh, well, no. It's not what, you know, it's not what some people might think happened. I sold them. I got rid of them because the food prices on chicken feed went up and the hens were getting a bit older. So I just sold them for a reduced price. And then we ended up with 30. And then I think now Mum and Dad have sold a few more and we've probably got about 15 or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many eggs is that per week?
Oh.
At its peak, at 100 chickens.
Oh, I was getting over 500 eggs a week.
Whoa! Yeah.
But I was selling them to my teachers at school and other people around the community.
To fundraise for Choir Games?
Oh, personal funds. But that was before the World Choir Games, of course, actually. The World Choir Games actually came as quite a shock to me and our choir up north. My conductor, Blongyao Sam, probably told us 4 or 5 months beforehand, so we were sort of like thrown into it, but you know, he's great at doing that, and it didn't worry us at all. We knew that we were going to be prepared by the time the World Choir Games came around.
And he kind of threw you into the deep end because you were just a tenor.
Yes,
I
had been doing conducting training beforehand.
Oh, okay. So I want to know, what was your expectation even before you had that training of what a conductor did versus what that training afforded you?
I don't know, it fascinated me. It's just this beautiful combination of leadership, like a leadership role in the choir, and interpretation and connection. You're not just waving your hands, I suppose, in front of the choir. You're shaping sound and guiding emotion through the music.
Deeply collaborative with
the choir. It is,
yeah.
But you're also, you're telling a story. The choir is like, you know, the words in the book, but you're there with something else on the left, like the music, and you're having to interpret that and make sure that the music is coming across as it was written, you know.
And for y'all, a pretty prominent piece was the Bee Gees.
Yes, How Deep Is Your Love?
Which we'll be playing later after this interview. What were some of the other bangers that you were playing?
That we sung at the World Choir Games? Yeah. We did sing Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
We sang, I mean, not really any other probably commonly known songs. We sang Pierre Jesus. What else did we sing? Oh, God. Yeah, I actually can't remember.
Just blanking it.
No, yeah, blank. Pierre Jesus, How Deep Is Your Love? Hallelujah.
Oh, it's funny how those, like,
we've sung Wake Up Everybody. We've actually sung Fly Me to the Moon before.
Oh, I love that.
It's
funny how those big events, you can often just, like, kind of zone out and just your body just take over.
I remember a lot of other things.
All the exciting moments.
So where are you with conducting now? Do you think it's something that you want to pursue, or do you think you still want to pursue singing more?
I'm pursuing them both, definitely.
Both.
Yeah. Singing a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sing with the Aotearoa New Zealand Academy Choir.
Mm.
I have 3 years, and I hope to audition for the New Zealand Youth Choir at the end of this year.
Mm.
I'm still doing conducting training online, and I also sing with the Southern Youth Choir, so I'm hoping to conduct them at one of our concerts coming up as well.
I feel like VR would be a great place for conductors to learn how to do it.
You know, I never thought about
that. Just like,
that.
You yeah, have yeah, the yeah, little yeah, paddles yeah. or whatever.
You actually do it with your hands.
Yeah.
Paddles... That's
or with the VR pedals too, I guess.
Oh, I see what you
translate
mean.
Your yes. digital yes, hands yes, yes, into yes, yes. the into yep. the yeah yeah your physical hands in digital space.
Yes, I see what you mean.
Yeah. Can you see why Ope, the choir leader, chose you to be the kind of trainee conductor?
I think it was mainly because that I'd already started doing conducting training with the New Zealand Choral Federation, and he was just he's a man about pushing kids in the deep end, but. I mean, it's totally a great thing because it pushes us to continue to grow more, and to work harder and yeah, achieve great things. I think he just chose me because I'd already been doing conducting training, and that was something that I'm still passionate about. Yeah, I love conducting.
Mm.
It is such a it's just like singing. It's a nice way to really let out your feelings, but in a different way, of course. Yeah, through. Like I said, shaping sound and guiding emotion just with your hands, right?
Yeah.
But it can be such a powerful thing. I don't think people realise it's really not just waving your hands.
Yeah, totally. Now, the series contrasts your team in Kaitaia with a team of inner-city youths in NYC. You got kids from the Bronx and all sorts of other places in there. What do you think are the similarities that make your teams kind of compelling to follow? Similarities or differences?
You know, I think... The nice thing about this is we are two totally different choirs.
Mm.
I mean, the Kaitaia Community Voices, just age-wise, we range from 13 to 80-plus.
Yeah.
And YPC, the Young People's Chorus in New York City, they range from maybe
14 to 14 and a half.
Yeah. 14 to 18, I think it is, something like that. I suppose the connection between the two choirs is just how we've all come together through music and how our conductors actually, the conductors over in New York have helped some of these kids really turn their lives around and change and give them a nice and positive space. Mr. R. Sam has also done that, but not just for youth, I suppose, it's also just for the community members, giving everyone a chance to come and be in a positive space and you know, learn how to sing if you don't know how to sing, or just continue on singing if you did it 60 years ago, or if you're 14 and you want to, you know, just start singing in a choir.
So if you went to New York City, do you think you'd be able to find a lot of couches to surf?
Oh, a lot of what?
Couches to surf on. Do you have a lot of places to stay?
You know what? I still keep in contact with quite a few of the people from YPC, so definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would that be on your radar for 2025, 2026, 2027? Visiting New York?
Maybe not this year. I'm actually I'm a global youth leader and first cohort member and expert working group with the United Nations.
So whoa!
This year, my trip, I'm going over to France.
Nice.
To the UN Ocean Decade Conference, but maybe 2026, maybe 2027, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome.
New York's on the radar though, definitely.
I want to touch on what you said before about the New York conductor kind of building these kids up, because something that I've definitely got from the show is that it really gets to the core of how choir builds real community, and it demonstrates the healing power of music. Like there's a scene with Torongi, a prominent member of your choir, and a few others singing together to remember and grieve their lost friend Trinity. You know, how has choir kind of improved your life since you started?
I started singing in a choir in year 9, and I still have friends from that school choir that I sung with in year 9.
Mm-hmm.
Music does really, it really does connect people, and the people you meet, that they're just going to be lasting friendships. I mean, it just shows that I've still kept in contact with the people from YPC, and we only met for a very brief moment, but it felt like we'd met, you know, it felt like we'd known each other for years.
Yeah.
It's just that connection between music. It's, you know, it, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. That's awesome. I think that might do our chat. I want to know, where can people watch Choir Games?
Well, that is a great question. Choir Games has already broadcasted on Sky's free-to-air network, Sky Open, on Sunday, actually last night at 7:30 p.m. But all episodes have dropped on Neon and Sky Go. So, yeah, feel free to either wait for next week. You've already missed an episode, but that's okay. Or, Neon, just get the 7-week free trial and just, like, binge watch them all over 7 days,
yeah.
All right?
Yeah. True. It's 4 episodes, right?
It's 4 episodes. They're about 50 minutes long.
Yes.
Yeah, cool. But it's definitely worth a watch. It's not a documentary that's only for people who like choral singing. It's a joyful, funny, it's a feel-good documentary. It's what the world needs right now, so...
Yeah, for sure. I think that is a lot of what we could all use now. Yeah. It's a break from the kind of bleakness and conflict that seems to engulf our reality even more. Very exciting light topics, but no, I want to thank you for coming on for all the awesome mahi you're doing.
Thank you, Zach.
Yeah. Cheers. Appreciate it lots, man, and have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, cheers. Folks, that was Noah McBurney. We're talking about... We're talking about Choir Games, which you can watch on Neon, and a few other places. We're going to play How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees, which was a song that featured prominently in the Kaitaia Choir. Fun little rhyme there. And then at 10:30, we'll have Quizzle Me This. Stay tuned for that. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
Seebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.